Amen. Well, all the children come right on down here. I got a children's story tonight. I got a good one, and it is a great blessing to me. Whenever we see the children come in, we have the pianists have children, and so get a chance to watch them come in. Have a seat right there, guys. There you go. And let me just tell you this. If you're listening tonight and you're one of the children, and you're one of the children that normally comes to church, or maybe you haven't gotten a chance much, but you're listening tonight and you listen to the children's story, then if you want to come to church to the office on Monday or Wednesday before noon, between 7:30 and noon, I'll be here. The time we're just sort of teleworking and preparing our sermons at home and doing what we can to call people and talk to people and visit, whatever. But if you'd like to come by, bring your child by. I've got plenty of ring pops because they're all piled up. And normally we get a chance to give them out. And so I want to encourage you, if you'd like to come by on Monday before noon and Wednesday before noon. And of course, these guys right here will get theirs tonight if they listen good. And so I got a good story tonight. So a long time ago, Jesus is going from village to village. And as he's going from one village to another, he visits the village and there's some Samaritans there. Now, Samaritans were kind of people that people looked down on. Didn't have a lot of money most of the time. And so we have to learn to be very careful because God has blessed us. We have clothes. We have a change of clothes. Many people in the world don't have but one pair of pants or one t-shirt to wear. That's all they have. They don't have shoes. So we're blessed tonight. We're very blessed. And so the Samaritans, though, because they don't have much, when they're given something, they're very appreciative. We have to learn that if we're given a lot, sometimes we're not very thankful. So we never want that to be the case with us. And I want to tell you about somebody that was given a lot and wasn't very thankful. And so we don't want to be that way. Well, Jesus is walking through a village, and over the distance, there were some men that had their mouths covered. They were practicing social distancing. And so they said, unclean, unclean, because they had leprosy. They had a disease that if you got up and touched somebody with it, they could get it. And it was terrible. It would eat your fingers off. It would eat your hands off, your feet off. It was awful. So nobody wanted to get it, so everybody kept their distance. Well, these men were over at the side, and that was the law. They had to stay away. So they had to practice social distancing. And so they yelled out to Jesus, "Hey, Jesus, could you help us? We're lepers." And Jesus said, "Go show yourself to the priest." Now, what that meant was they were going to be healed because the priest was the one that looked at them and could tell if the leprosy was gone. He was the one that declared them clean. So they got all excited. Still got leprosy, but Jesus said, "Go to the priest." So what they did was they started going, they started running to the priest, because, and I'm sure they were talking. "Oh, what are you going to do when you get healed?" "I don't know, I'm not healed yet." "Me neither." And as they're running, they're watching to see if they're going to be healed or not. And then all of a sudden, their leprosy went away. All 10 of them. And so when it did, they had two choices. They could stop, go back to Jesus and say, "Oh, thank you." Because they could tell if their leprosy was gone. The white, pussy stuff was gone. I don't know if their fingers were restored. But the Lord Jesus said they were healed. And so they got all excited. And instead of going back to Jesus, they started tearing out to the priest. Because they wanted to go get it. They want the priest to say, "You're healed." Then they go back to their families. They could go back to their children or their wives. They could go back and try to get a job now. They could live a normal life. So they were running. They were excited about it. And one guy, now he was a Samaritan. So he wasn't used to having much. And so the lesson here is, if you've been given a lot, how many of you guys have plenty to eat today? Okay? You've been given a lot. How many of you guys wore shoes to church tonight? You've been given a lot. So is everybody in this room. All 9 of us, we've been given a lot. And so you know what? We have to be careful. Because we could be like the other 9, the lepers. They now understand this. Jesus heals us and he saves us. What should we say? thank you. But we can be even selfish and not tell Jesus, thank you for saving us very much. Don't ever forget to be thankful. So they all, nine of them, start running away, and one guy says, wait a minute. I got to go tell Jesus, thank you. So he yells it out, says, oh, Jesus, thank you. And they said, wait a minute. I got to go kneel down before him and tell him thank you because I am grateful. So he goes over and he kneels down before Jesus. And he says, oh, Lord. The Bible says he kneels down and he says, thank you. And Jesus says, where are the other nine? Weren't there 10? You know what I learned about that story? Jesus doesn't understand when we're not thankful. So we need to be more thankful because even Jesus doesn't understand it. When he's good to us, he wants us to be appreciative and to lift him up and say, oh, Lord, thank you. So remember this. If you've been given a lot, and all of us have, let's be thankful. Let's be aware that Jesus has saved us. Let's be aware that we're healthy. Anybody here got the coronavirus? Nope. Okay, let's be thankful. We ought to be thankful. Can anybody here see? Everybody here got good vision? You guys don't have any glasses on? Well, you know what? Thank you, Lord. You see, we just take a lot of things for granted. The lesson of the story tonight, it's not a children's story. It's an adult and a children's story. It's for all of us. Don't take the blessings of God. Count them all up. But don't forget to say thank you. Okay, you go back to your mom and dad. Good job.